I hit the concrete hard, ripping my new jacket in the process. No, I hadn't paid for it, but it still pissed me off. Plus, whoever had just cast that spell had aimed at my partner and knocked the shit out of him. I rushed over to his side. "Reap," I whispered. "You okay?" Brazen and Kix were already firing their guns toward the direction that the spell had come from. I doubted that they could see anyone, so they were probably just hoping one of the death nails would hit the mark.
"Yeah," Reaper replied groggily. "I'm okay. Those energy spells are quite uncomfortable, though."
There was no arguing that. I'd much rather get hit with an ice storm or even a fireball than to have my body raked with energy. Imagine a taser that was 5 times larger and more powerful than the type normal cops got, and you'd start getting the idea of the level of pain you'd feel. Technically, a mage's energy burst would kill a normal outright, so you wouldn't feel much. Usually they knocked me completely unconscious, but that immortality thing always brought me back. If I didn't have that going for me, even the stray arc that bounced to me from Reaper could have been life-threatening. Just as I was pulling him up to his feet, another bolt of energy caught him square in the chest, radiated through his body and into mine. The lights went out. I woke up to Reaper hovering over me, asking if I was okay. No, I wasn't okay. I was pissed. While I couldn't turn into a werebear like Brazen, I was quite capable of exacting a shitload of pain whenever someone pressed the wrong buttons with me. Getting smacked with an energy bolt pressed those buttons perfectly. I jumped up and dived behind the nearest tree before another energy burst could hit. "Is everyone okay?" I asked through the connector. They all affirmed. "We need to know where these f***ers are firing from." Everyone pointed in the general direction of where the spells had been thrown. "I know that, guys," I hissed. "I want to know exactly where they are." "We don't even know if there are any magic users over there at all, man," Methkin stated. "They could be magic bots for all we know."
"Magic bots?" Kix asked from his tree, not bothering to use the connector.
"Yeah," Methkin replied. "Think of them like drones. Wizards or mages set them up, give them parameters as to what to look for, and then flip them on." I raised an eyebrow at him as my body fought to return to normal. "As soon as we showed up," he continued, "the things activated and started firing."
"You sure seem confident about your theory," I said, trying to keep the tone of accusation out of my voice.
He shrugged. "They were used a lot in the old war. Keller also had them a number of years." He trailed off. He cleared his throat and seemed to refocus on gaining his composure. "I'm not saying that's what it is, gang. But there's definitely one way to find out." With that, he reached into his pocket, pulled out another BB, slammed it into the ground in front of him, and promptly disappeared.
"Meth?" I asked through the connector, raising my gun at the direction where he had just been.
"I'm still here," he replied. "You just can't see me. I'm going to run up the hill toward the source of the magic. If I get shot at, that means we're dealing with drones. They'll spot an energy signature heading toward them. If I don't get shot at, then there are actual people up there." I really didn't like the fact that he had gone and vanished. For all I knew, he would get up to the other side, have a quick powwow with his buddies, probably snag a taco or some nachos, and then come back with new instructions on how to exact our demise. I shook my head at the thought, recognizing that I was just seriously falling into conspiracy theory territory now.
"I know what you're all thinking," I said, opening the connector broadcast to everyone except Methkins, "because I'm thinking it too. Just keep your weapons ready and don't think twice about using them if necessary." But it turned out that it wouldn't be necessary, because there was a flash about 3/4 of the way up the hill. Methkins became visible again, clutched his chest, and came rolling back down. We were dealing with drones,